We are learning Mesechtas Eirvin, Daf Chof Gimel Amud Beis, and we are beginning the last line of the Chof Gimel Amud Aleph. It said in the Mishnah that Rabbi Kiva said that even if you have nothing inside it that made it Hukov Adira, still the halacha is you're allowed to carry in it up to Shivim Amud V'Shirayim and Shivim Amud V'Shirayim. 70 Amud, 70 Amud, you're allowed to carry in a Karfav, so Hukov Adira, even if it has no deer in it. Kivayim Afilayim Ba'alachas Kolayim Talat Mosaycha. Which Tanakama does it mean? It doesn't mean our Mishnah. So Rashi explains, it means the first Mishnah. In the first Mishnah of our parak, it said that Omru Beisasayim El Gina VeKarpif. That we only said Beisasayim for Gina and Karpif. That means that the only time you are limited in carrying, you only have Gina VeKarpif. So the first Mishnah really says like Rabbi Kiva. So Rabbi Kiva is Hainu Tanakama. So Gemara Ike Benayu Adava Muad. Nafkamina is Adava Muad. When you say that you get Shivim Amud V'Shirayim, that is not exactly 500 square feet. It's a tiny bit less. And when the Gemara is going to explain it, we'll hear exactly what it is. But it's a very tiny bit less. When you say, base aside, mean 500 square feet, that's the full amount. So the Tanakhama says, base aside, that's 500 square feet. Rabbi Kiva says, 70 Amud V'Shirayim on 70 V'Shirayim means a little less. There's a little bit more than 70 Am V'Shirayim on 70 Am V'Shirayim. Chom didn't give us the shir. And the Gemara is going to explain now what that shir is. But Kam Shir, Sasayim Kachotz HaMishkan. How much is the shir of a Karfif, two Sa'ah, like the Chotz HaMishkan? Not immediately. How do we know that you do 70 Am V'Shirayim, 70 Am V'Shirayim? How do you know it's square? Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Kora, the Pasuk says, when it talks about the size of the Chotz HaMishkan, it says, Oyer HaChotzer Meya Ba'ama. It's 100 Amas long, V'rochav Chamishim, and it's 50 Amas wide. Then it says the words Ba'chamishim. The words are, Oyer HaChotzer Meya Ba'ama, V'rochav Chamishim Ba'chamishim. Then it says after the Koyim HaChomish Amas, it's 5 Amas high, Shesh Masar by the name of Chayshas. What's Chamishim Ba'chamishim? It said, it's 100 Amas long and 50 Amas wide. What's Ba'chamishim? So it's asmachta to teach us, Omra Taira, tol the chamishim, v'sov chamishim. Take the 50, that picture 100 by 50 is two 50s in a row. Take that 50, one of the 50s, and you're going to wrap it around this 50. And that's how you're going to get to 70 Am Mishraim by doing that. So Rashi explains how you do that. So the first 50 Amas, leave it where it is. The second 50 Amas, you take it and make it into five strips of 10 Amas. Take each strip, so yeah, they'll take four out of the five strips, put on each on one side. Now, looking at this box, it's 70 amas for 70 amas, because you added on each side a 10 amas, so it's 70 amas, 70 amas. But the problem is, when you put that on, the corners are left, you have an open corner, because now you put it on the 50, they're each a 50 length, and now it turns to the 70 amas length. So in the corners, you have here an opening now, that's open in the corner, which is a 10 amas by 10 amas opening in the corner. In each corner is 10 amas, 10 amas opening, each corner. So now, what do you do about that? You have 10 amas, so you take the strip, you have one strip left, that's 10 by 50. You take four of those strips, and you put it in the corner. You put it in the corners. So now, you're left with the six amas by, you have the six by 10 you're left with. That's what you're left with. Then you wrap it around again. You keep on wrapping around again until you get the exact amount. So let's see, we'll see Rashi inside to get this. You're putting 10 on each side, and then the corners, you're filling in the other S amas. You're filling in another 10 amas in the corners. So now how much you have left over here now? Now you have left, so Rashi says, the whole Esa plan to Sefer Shesavas told me Chavishim Dalak Nishu Yov Yud V'Simon Dalak Kronis V'Nismalu Nishra Tzura Akas Shal Eser Al Esa Amr Shishisha Tvachim Al Shishim Tvachim. So you're left with another strip they put around. And not get into all the whole exact numbers, when you put this all around, this last strip, you're going to have left over less than two-thirds of a etzba. Less than two-thirds of an etzba. There's four etzbayis in a tefach, and if you figure out the exact numbers, you won't have so much left. The exact numbers is around 1696 tefachim, and it comes out that you're going to put this around, you're going to land up with a little less than 2/3 of an etzba extra on the 70 amos spot, and 2/3, 70 amos spot, 2/3. That's what's going to come out. So that's a davar mu'ud, that's more. Just since it was less than 2/3 of an etzba, they didn't add it on. So you said 70 amos by on 2/3, by 70 amos on 2/3, and that's how, that was the shear. And we learn from here that you square it, because it says chamishin ba chamishin. And that's the shear of Chos HaMishkan, that's the shear of the Karfin. Pashtei Dekra.
Where is this pasuk of Chamishim
Ram Chamishim? It's in this pasuk of the Chos HaMishkan.
So how are we shopping it to Karfin?
It's just Asmachta. It's Asmachta. How they knew that? No clue. But Taisa speaks out, in Pashtei Dekra, he says, because the next one is going to ask, what's Pashtei in the pasuk? So Taisa speaks out, Mashma, the Tol Chamishim, because Sava Chamishim, and Asmachta Ba'alma. He says, in the case of Aram, it sounds like maybe it's a deraisa, but it's only a smach tavam. But the Rabbanan decided that this is the shear, how big a hookah fadira could be, where they get the exact shear from. They learned that the Chos HaMishkan, which is an old thing. So if you ask a good question, so let's look at Taisus Chukav Gimel Mar Aleph. Taisus asks that, why don't we learn that from the Harabais and Ezra's Noshim? It's like, learn that from the Harabais. That was Kuf Lam Ches Amma, the Taisus, third Taisus in Chukav Gimel Mar Aleph. It's 135 amos, or as it shows, 187 amos. Why learn from there? You're saying the whole Midrash Shabbos is Mishkan Gamrinalu. That's Taisa says. Taisa on top. More on top. Third Taisa says Mishkan Gamrinalu. That's one teretz, or he holds Azara, so I call Hukka Vadira. Chatzar's example wasn't Hukka Vadira. No one lived there. That's why. So it's a little more than that, but still, if you need the Rabban to do that, we wouldn't think of it ourselves, but it's example is not Hukka Vadira. It's an example, or it's Mishkan. Everything in Shabbos is Mishkan. That's the Pshat. And we learn Chavishu Gamishim, and then, when it's 50, around the 50, you have to look at Rashi exactly. We're not going to get into all the math, the chesbonis, but it comes out 70 amos at Yushirayim plus 2 etzbois. And look at your local picture book, the exact chesbon, because we don't want to get stuck with that chesbon now. Zok the Gemara Vayta. Pashto Dekra, but Mike said, what's Pashto Pshat in Chamishim Bach Chamishim? This is the Pasuk in the Torah. That it has derived the Gesvara. What does it mean? Like Rashi is saying, it's Asmachta. What is Pasuk Pshat in the Pasuk? So tomorrow, Mabaya, Hemid Mishkan al Svas Chamishim, Kedei Shehei Chamishim Amo Lefonov, Ve Esrim Amo Lecharuach Veruach. What it means is that Chamishim by Chamishim, 50, it says the Vada is 100 by 50. But the 50 by 50 in front of the Chatzar should be empty. The Mishkan only starts after 50. That's where the Mishkan starts. And it starts after 50. The Mishkan itself is 30 by 20. That leaves you 20 amos on each side. Because after 50 amos it starts, and it's 30 by 20. So on the two sides, since it's 20 wide, since the Mishkan was 10 wide, 30 by 10. The Mishkan was 30 by 10. Since it was 10 wide, you have 20 amos each side. And the back is 30 minus 50 is 20 in the back. That's the pshat why you'll have 20 on each side, but starts only halfway through. The front is Chamish, 50. Rashi points out that really, it's not exact 20 on 20 each side, because if you count the sides of the Krushim, they take up another Amma space. It's the hollowness of the Mishkan's 30 by 20, but the Krushim take a little room, so it means without the Krushim, there's 20 Ammas on each side. That's the Chamish, meaning that in the front, it's empty. So tomorrow, right? Rabbi Yezu Oimim Hoysa Arka. Rabbi Yezu says, in our Mishnah, it sounds like that if it's a little bit more than square, it's still the same square footage, but the shape is a little bit over a square, it's no good. Right, the Gemara, Vatanya, the Brisa brings down from Rabbi Yezu something else. Vatanya, Rabbi Yezu Oimim Hoysa Arka, Yesa Pishnayim Baruch. If it's more than double, it's a problem. That's when it's a problem. It's more rectangular than being double the width, that's a problem. I feel like I'm Akas, Eimat Tatum Seicha. So Amar Rabbi Rabbi Kitan Amisim our Mishnah means that also. This Rabbi Brice like that. Our Mishnah also when it says Emayisa Arka Yoyisa Rachba means more than Pishnayim. Kitan Amisim Yesa Pishnayim Barachba Tan means also more than Pishnayim. Right? The Markasha Yochanan Rabbi Yosi. Isn't that Rabbi Yosi? Same thing Rabbi Yosi. Talking about Yikavanayu River the Revuak Tan Rabbanon. The Anafkmin is like this. We're rational like this. Is it Lechatchila to make it a square? According to Rabbi Yezer, he holds that the ikka size really is pishtayim barachva. Really, the ikka size is to be rectangular. He holds squares kosher, but the ikka size is rectangular, and just can't be more than rectangular. According to Rabbi Yosi, ikka size is square. You make it more than square, it's kosher. up to double rectangular. That's the way Rashi learns. That's the shalav is the chatchila to make it square now. Tosis has a kash on this. He says, don't pass the chatchila over here. He says, if it's hookah, if you're making a heckif in the first place, so it doesn't pass. It was done already in Shah of Hukav Adira, so of course I'm passing the Chatchila. Teretz is you're doing it in the first place, so it doesn't pass to say like a Chatchila. It's a halacha. It's something that's a Shishiyach or Shirab. It doesn't pass the Chatchila on this. It's not like a din of mitzvah, the Chatchila of the Eved. So Teretz doesn't like this Pshat, he has a different Pshat, but that's Rashi's Pshat. Rashi's Pshat learns it, what's the Chatchila? Square the Chatchila or not the Chatchila or not? So what more about Rabbi Yossi Yomer? Rabbi Yossi says, Rabbi Yossi in the Mishnah, he comes and says that Philip Och Bishnaim Rachba, like we just learned, is Nafiru the Rabbanon. So Itmar Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Mashmua Loch Rabbi Yossi. We don't need it square. We don't need it to be square. Rabbi Yehuda, Mashmua Loch Rabbi Kiva. We pass like Rabbi Kiva regarding the halacha. They don't need Mukaf Adira when it's 70 Amos by 70 Amos and less. So the two kulas, tavar and kula, you pass them both kulas. First of all, it could be any size, it could be even rectangular. And number two, it doesn't have to be hukka fadira, not like a huidim above. But tricha, you need both of these halachas.
This is a kula now that we said of Lazar.
Right, it's true, but it's a kula klapi someone else. Rabbi Kiva himself holds an eat square. Rabbi Kiva says, Shiv mayim ashrayim, Shiv ashrayim. Rabbi Kiva himself holds a square, so still it's klapi some Rabbi Kiva, it's a kula. But tzricha, the yeshmi alok rabbi yasi, if it's just alok rabbi yasi, which means it could be rectangular, have minadika shemira yabes dira, but still needs a shemira yabes dira in there, like Rav Yudim Abava, needs to be hook of a dira. Kamash mila alok rabbi kiva, they don't need hook of a dira. The yeshmi alok rabbi kiva, have mina the aruch of cotton law, it can't be long and narrow. It can't be rectangular. Kamash mila alok rabbi yasi, we pass it like alok rabbi yasi. Talking more about it. Karfif shu yoisim beis asayim. You have a karfif that's bigger than shivim amal shirayim, shivim asharayim, bigger than beis asayim. Shehukav adira, but it was hukav adira. It was, you had a house in there, you had a shomer in there, it was hukav adira. Nizra ruboy, you planted on roivin it. Now when you plant for a gina, it turns into a karfif. Why? Because you can't step on, you're planting now a rose garden with a bunch of seeds there. You cannot step there because you're stepping in and ruin the seeds. So it becomes not usable already, really, for anyone. It's not usable anymore. So Nizra Rubai, you planted Rav of it, Hareu Kigina, it's like a garden. Vasar, and it's Asr Tematatal. And the Gemara's have to explain exactly what's going on here. Vasar. Nata Rubai, if you planted trees there, Hareu Kachatzah. If you planted trees, then it's like a chatzah. A garden, even after it grows, it's still, you're not walking on your vegetable patch. You can't walk there. But trees, you sit in the shade of the trees. It's beautiful, like a garden with trees. That's fine. That's usable. And there, it's not a problem. Not the ruvarik chatzah. That's a chatzah mutter. It's not a problem of a karfif. And the Gemara go in detail what it means, nizra ruvay not. But just to speak out a point here. Even though it's hukka fadira already, if I plant it in it, Gina, it makes it not hukav adira anymore. Tosis in the Tosis Shanim, in the small words, clears if you have a real base dira, a real chotzer, a real place that has all tashvishim, and I put zeram there, will we vatal or not? He clears like that. Ma'aseh Shulchan Aruch Paskin that even a chotzer, a regular full fledged courtyard, he put in the nizra rubai, and makes it into a karfif. That's the halacha. So that means that you have a place, the property that was part of your complex, and all of a sudden they make do the construction there, and you can't walk there anymore. It becomes a karfif. That's the halacha. It could become a karfif afterwards also. And if it's bigger than Beis HaZayim, then it becomes problematic. So now let's talk about exactly what's going on with Nizra Rubai, not Nizra Rubai, what's going on there. So the Gemara says like this: Nizra Rubai, Amra Hu Rebbe Rav Shua, Lo Yamar and El Yosef Beis HaZayim. We're talking about this karfif was bigger than Beis HaZayim. So he's saying you planted in the area bigger than Beis HaZayim. So you have in this enclosure now a makayim that's enough to be called a karfif. It's planting more than Beis HaZayim. Ava Beis HaZayim, but if it's exactly Beis HaZayim or less, it's mutter. If it's exactly Beis HaZayim, where it's not a problem hukav adira, so it's mutter. Now, why if it's more than Beis HaZayim is it a problem? So Rashi says That the problem is, it comes out, you have a karfif in your enclosure. Now the whole enclosure, the rest of it at least, is open to this karfif. So it's open to the karfif, it's like open to shirabim, it makes it awesome. But if it's exactly based asayim, where there's no problem hukavadira, so it's mutter. Ay is not a problem. The lach is, you're not like carry from two different types of reshuyas, from a chotzer to a karfif you can't carry. Even if it's not a shaila of too big to carry in it, but if it's a different type of ishtamshus, you're not like carry from one to another one. It's a loch and perikol gagas. But it's still smutta. Why? Keman kurab shimon, the tanan of shimon oimer, echad gagas, echad chatseirois, echad kafifais, even if it's different tashmishim, a roof has one type of tashmish, a chatz another type of tashmish, a kafif is a different type of tashmish, still rishus achasem lekeim shavtu seichem. You still like carry kale from one place to another place, and according to Rashi over here, if you have one side, even if it belongs to two different people, you're allowed to do that. But v'lo l'keim shavu sechabayis, but not the kelim that are shavu sechabayis that you can't bring out because it's different rishos. That's what comes out. Great thing about Akasha, l'Rav Shimon nami, even for Rav Shimon, if it's nizra rubai and it's exactly based aside, but it's roif. So what it was saying, you're allowed to carry it, as long as it's not more than based aside. L'chayra, kiven the nizra rubai, since it's roif planted, the me it's bottle to the roiv. The havele karf yaitz beisayim v'aser. It now turned into a karf from more than beisayim, and it's aser because the little part that's not gina is bottle to that turns to one big gina, and the whole thing should be also to carry in als bittel b'roiv. And we talk even pasken like this, and we pasken even more that even if that roiv is less than beisayim, the more kasher is even more. Even if that roiv Gina is less than Beis Asayim, if it's the Roiv, it'll make everything else bottle to it, and now it turns into Gina more than Beis Asayim, which would be also. And that's what we pass in Mishmaru also passed like that. That comes out that the more it's like this, that if Nizra Rubai, as long as the whole enclosure is more than Beis Asayim, as long as Nizra Rubai, it'll be a problem automatically. So what's going on? He said he had Loi Shanu Ela Beis Asayim, only more than Beis Asayim is a problem. It's not true. As long as it's Roiv, it's bottle. That's the Kasha. Rav Shimon Nami, given the Nizra Rubai, but who moved the bottle like Gab Rubai? How they cover it with Asayim also? And it's Borom HaSayim, and it should be Aser. So Rav Hashem will continue tomorrow. We'll chaz over this last thing we spoke out, and continue tomorrow, this Gemara.